Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell you, like when I was a little kid, first of all, this is Wardell Parks Jr. from Soul Art Records Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I just want to thank you for tuning in today to Soul Art Records Radio. We just want to praise God and enjoy Him and let the music, you know, really bless us. And, you know, one of the things that we are going to focus on today is really listening, right? I really want you guys to listen, to pay attention, okay? It's really important, and I know that, you know, sometimes it may sound a little funny to some of us listening. What are you talking about? I'm here listening. But a lot of times, and we are all guilty. We're all guilty of this, that a lot of times we're listening, but we're really not listening. We're just hearing. And so I want us to really listen. I just want to also share something that that Greg wrote today. He says, always pay attention whether you see whatever you see can inspire you. Always pay attention. Whatever you see can inspire you. And so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, about that. But basically what Greg is saying, we need to look at the glass halfway full and not halfway empty. Sometimes we see things and we look at it in a negative way as opposed to in a positive way. How can you see the good side of a bad situation? Or how can you see the good side of a good situation? It's really up to you. It's about your perspective, right? And so I want to say thank you for writing that, because to me, I'm always trying to see the better side in a situation, especially when it's getting so dark. And like in an argument or something, if you have with someone, immediately I run to, well, it could be better. Or now as I've gotten older, I've matured myself. God has matured me spiritually, and I've learned to kind of just let things go easier, because it's not worth it in the long run to sit there and dwell in darkness, to dwell in something that's unhealthy for whoever it is you're dealing with, or whatever it is. And so as we get older, we should grow, because when we know better, we should do better, right? And so those words are really important, because it helps us to refocus. It helps us to think about what we're not thinking about. And that right there in itself is so good. It's so good to know that we can think beyond the situation, that God has blessed us, that we can do better. But it's really up to us to take it on and to be strong enough to push ourselves through the situation, to try to think better, to try to be more positive, to see the glass halfway full, to try to be the one to say, okay, I'm sorry first. To try to be the one that says, forget about what I want. Let's just talk about what you want. To be the one that give in first. We can push through anything, but does that make it right? Right? You can fight to the end, but did it work? Did it benefit you? Or did it just destroy the relationship and you only accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, and that was to tear the other person down and make a point? How does that work for a Christian? Right? Christians, that's not what, we're not here to tear each other down. We're here to love each other. So I just want to make sure that we pay attention to what's in front of us and try to be more loving. If we could think with the heart of Christ, or lead with the heart of Christ, I should say, that would help us. And I know sometimes it's difficult, but it's okay. It's okay if we fail initially. Ultimately, see, God knows your heart, and he knows that you're trying. And that's the reward. You know that God knows you're trying. That's the reward. And so then you keep trying. And you keep trying. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, check this out. Listen, what if there was no God, right? What if there was no God? No devil. None of that. Just us. Doing the right thing is still the right thing. Right? Making someone happy and being kind to someone and making them smile and helping someone who's hurting is still a good thing. Me, I'm going to say, hey, I want to do the right thing anyway. Since I want to do the right thing anyway, I'm going to do it in Christ's name. I'm going to be saved. And I'm going to let God love even more people than I can by using me to be a vessel to bless the kingdom of God. That's the goal. Let him use you. You all have gifts. We all are different, and we all have different situations in front of us. So we could capitalize very easily by just loving others as Christ has loved us. Not judging, but loving. Let me just tell you a little story real quick before we get back to the music. Do you guys remember Lazarus in the Bible? Okay, well, I believe it was in John 11, I believe it is, where Lazarus was a very poor man, and he was sickly. He was very sickly. And he had two sisters that just loved on the Lord, and he loved them. And it was just, you know, and but their brother got sick, and they were begging, please take care of my brother. And Lazarus, you know, he wanted to get better, but he couldn't do any better because he was sick, and he knew that he was really sick. And Lazarus had no money. He was poor. And so he was hanging out around this very wealthy man. And he would go to his castle and, you know, his luscious place. And he would, you know, ask the rich man to, if you could just give me the crumbs off the table, if you could just give me the crumbs off the table that the dogs eat, I would be grateful. And Lazarus and his friends just laughed at this poor man. And they laughed at him, and they gave him nothing. As a matter of fact, the guy was just, he was so rich and so arrogant that he had no heart to love on this man. So not only did he not give him food or crumbs, not even the crumbs, he sicked his dogs on Lazarus. He let them out and go get him. And they all are laughing, and the dog's running over to Lazarus, and he's just laying there all just barely living. And the dogs went over there to Lazarus and instead of biting him and doing whatever, the dogs, when they got to Lazarus, they started licking his wounds. And they were licking his wounds and started healing his body. It started healing. You know, there's a thing about dogs that, you know, something about their saliva. And in their saliva, there's enzymes in their saliva that actually have healing mechanisms in it. And so... these dogs were licking Lazarus, and they were actually healing his wounds. Now, I'm going to take a long story. I'm going to make it short. I'm going to condense it right now. Lazarus eventually died. And when he died, he went to heaven. The rich man eventually died. And when he died, he went to Hades. And so the rich man is just sitting down there, and he's crying and screaming. And now this is something that a story that Jesus had shared. You know, he just wanted to show people, look, I'm just giving an example of the difference between the have and the have not. And not necessarily does this mean that if you're rich, you're going to hell, and if you're poor, you're going to heaven. What it means is if you love on Christ, despite your situation, you're still going to heaven. But sometimes we get so caught up in the material things in the world, we can't hear God. And that's not important to us. So it's much harder for a rich man to go to heaven than it is for a poor person, because they're always seeking for love and help and support. And so when you are that person that have things, you need to really pay attention. You really need to listen. You really need to trust God. You need to pay attention. And the way that you pay attention is not by hearing. See, hearing is just, it's just something we do. We hear things in the background when we're working, or we hear our kids running around and playing, but we're not listening to them. We just hear them. We need to listen to when the pastor is speaking. Just hearing him does nothing for you. Listen so you can learn. So I'm just begging my brothers and sisters to listen to when God is trying to talk to you. When people come to you in the need of something, it could be God seeing where your heart is. But you need to do it anyway. It don't even have to be God. You need to do what you need to do to be a blessing to that person, because this, and it could be you in that situation that needs someone, that needs love, that needs God's blessing. So I'm just praying that you understand that we really need to listen so that we can learn what it is that God is trying to tell us. And the ones that are hearing this, it's not a coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidences when it comes down to God. You are supposed to hear this because either you need to apply this to your life now, or you can share it with someone else and they will apply it to their life. But God uses all of us as his vessels, whether you want to be used or not. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for God. I'm so grateful that he loves us. I'm so glad that he wants to bless us. So the rich man was asking, can you please send Lazarus over here? and have him to bring me some water. I'm thirsty. God let him have the vision of seeing Lazarus blessed and happy. And he said, no, I can't send Lazarus over there. Well, can you? I'm so thirsty. I'm so high. I'm so miserable. I don't want to be here. You know, you can you just give me something? He says, no, we can't do anything because there's a river of fire between us, and we can't cross it. Okay, I have five other brothers. Can you please go tell my five other brothers that they need to listen to Christ and be saved and not come here? Can you please go tell them? He says, no, we can't. Can't tell them. So why? They would really believe it if they know that coming from a dead man coming back and telling them where they're going, it would really save them and bless them. Please go back and tell them. I can't. They said, but the word of God is out there. People know the word of God is out there. You know, and what Moses have done already, what's already gone on, they should know that God is real. And so it's really up to those individuals, your brothers, if they want to go to heaven. We can't trick people into going to heaven. They have to want it. They have to feed the desire to be saved. And the man just faded away. And so it's so sad because this rich man that had everything, he lost everything. Because this life is only for a moment. And then it's over. And it's your choice to decide on where you want to be at the end of the day. It really is. So I just pray, you know, we all have that choice. We all have that choice. And I pray that we all make the right decision. And listen to God as he's talking to you. And he talks to you directly and through others. Because he loves you. And he wants you to come home. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. Thank you for blessing us and being the best God. Thank you for just your mercy. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for always thinking about us. Thank you for calling us, God. We love you so much. Thank you for using us to help one another, as you did with Greg this morning, to help me understand what it is that you wanted me to talk about today. And we are so blessed because of you. We appreciate your Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And Father, I just ask you to just quicken my brothers and sisters around the world and call them to you as I know you want them to come home to you. Thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to do this show, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And thank you for blessing us that we could just share this amazing time together. It is such a gift and an opportunity. Thank you for loving us. Father, we ask for special blessings over our brothers and sisters that are not doing so well, that you love them right where they are and you heal them and you fix their situations as you know better than we do what they're going through. And so we trust you We believe in you. We honor you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings. We love you. Amen. All right, guys, let's just meditate. Meditate on Christ. Listen to the words in the songs. Let's do this together. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you hurting, broken, thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling.
Oh,
crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Today, because there's all levels that we can talk about with listening. I found a chapter in our Bible that I thought would be really good to listen to. And I thought I would read it to you today, but I'd like to go a little bit further in talking about it. Let's think about what the Bible says. It has about. But the one I chose today is in James. James 1. And the verses would be 19 through 25. So if we start at 19, listen to a lot of the words it says, and then we'll talk a little bit more about hearing versus listening. My dear brothers and sisters, always be willing to listen and slow to speak. Do not become angry easily, because anger will not help you. Live the right kind of life God wants. So put out of your life every evil thing and every kind of wrong. Then in gentleness accept God's teachings that is planted in your heart, which can save you. Do what God's teaching says. When you only listen and do nothing, you are fooling yourselves. Those who hear God's teaching and do nothing are like people who look at themselves in a mirror. They see their faces and then go away and quickly forget what they looked like. But the truly happy people are those who carefully study God's perfect law and makes people free, and they continue to study it. They do not forget what they heard, but they obey what God's teaching says. Those who do this will be made happy. So God's word really tells us a lot of things. Just to expand a little bit on what Wardell was saying, we hear with our ears. Sounds go in, but often we can hear, but we don't listen, because the listening comes when our temporal lobe then takes those noises and sounds and puts them into meaningful information for us to digest. So we hear, we listen in our neurological format, but it's also important that it reaches our heart and our spirit, and that we study and remember what we hear. Hear, listen, remember, study, and then act. Because it's all worthless if we don't go to that final piece of action. So hear, listen, bring it into our heart and study and remember and act on it. So there's a lot of different steps. While God tells us to listen, he really wants us to go through all those steps so that we really, really can use and take what we hear and listen to and study and remember and act on it. We know that the Bible tells us to listen repeatedly. Listen to God's words. This is my chosen, Mark and Luther. This is my chosen. This is who I have here for you to listen to. So listen to Christ's teaching. It's very, very important of what the Bible directs us to do. So make sure that we're just not taking sounds in and hearing, but let it go all the way through the process so we're acting out on his word. And I think that it might be interesting there. Of course, you can find a lot of verses about listening and hearing in the Bible, but there is an app called the Bible, and it has a whole study on listening. And you might find it interesting to download the Bible app and look at that whole series on listening and get even deeper into what God's word is telling us when he says, this is my chosen, listen. Because he wants us not only to listen, but to act on God's word. Honey, are you still there?
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. The acting on part is absolutely very essential, because we – you know, you can hear and you can know, but if we don't do, then it's not even, I mean, it wasn't worth it. We need to be able to act on God's words and, you know, very important. I'm glad you pointed that out. Thank you. Would you like to pray before we go, Kayla?
Oh, I can do that.
Okay.
Lord, we come to you in prayer. This is a crazy time in our world where there are so many directions where we must listen. Sometimes we don't want to hear and listen because the news out there, Lord, is just so bad in so many places. But we need to listen so that we can study and understand and remember and then act on your word, Lord, to be there and to really apply what your word is. And we have to really think of all the world right now and all the many things that are happening, how we are being ripped away and torn away from each other and loving all and ripped away from you, Lord. Don't let this happen. Know that we love you and that we need you probably more than we've ever needed you in this history of earth. Lord, we just pray that everyone on this planet is not just hearing the words, but listening to all levels, not just one radio station, one TV station, but listening to all so that we can use our brains to decipher it, to study it, to remember it, and then to apply it in our daily life and also in a bigger capacity as well. Lord, let us be working for you and acting on what you're teaching tell us to do, not what any one person tells us to do. Understand the Bible and apply it all. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys, so, you know, have a blessed and beautiful week. And remember what God's trying to say to you. You know what you feel. You know what's right and what's wrong. You know the difference. And so allow yourself to be, you know, just locked into Christ. Just lock yourself into him. Think about him a little bit more. Pray about him a little bit more. Play praise and worship music a little bit more. Read the Bible just a little bit more. Love on your friends just a little bit more. Love on your loved ones just a little bit more. Love on your mates just a little bit more. Just a little bit more is all is needed that will propel you to a much stronger and a much better loving relationship with Christ. We love you, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio today. Let's just pray. Father, we love you. Thank you. Please take care of my brothers and sisters. Please keep them safe. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for healing us. Father, we ask a special prayer for our friends and loved ones in the hospitals, Father, that you just bless them and heal their bodies, Father. Thank you for being there with us. Please help us to pay more attention, to get on our knees, to recognize who you are. Recognize the power of Jesus Christ. Recognize the love that you have for us. Recognize how much you want this relationship with us. Father, we thank you every single moment for being a gracious God that you are. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we love you. Oh God, we love you. Thank you. Oh man, I mean, you guys, you could just, you could, we could, you can feel the Spirit of God. but you have to want to feel the Spirit of God. You have to desire it. You have to crave for it. You have to talk to God. You have to call it in. Call it in. He's ready for you. I'll catch you guys later. Love you. Have a blessed week. Take care of each other.
Grand earthquake before.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. Have a beautiful evening, and take care of each other. And Jason was praying for you. Jason Smothers, we love you. That's my cousin. He's in the hospital. Keep Jason in your prayers. All right. God bless. Good night.